Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Brought to you by WP Gears. I bet you thought I forgot that, didn't you, Tim?
I actually didn't even notice, to be honest.
Dang it. All right. Today we're going to talk about 7 best content marketing tools and plugins for WordPress. We're not going to dive deep off into these. A lot of these we've talked about in previous episodes, and one of them was 2 days ago, in fact, about building a product business. Some of them are, you know, they kind of overlap. So if you want a more detailed description, go listen to that episode. I think Tim's going to start us off today.
Yeah, the first one on the list is Monster Insights. Monster Insights is a Google Analytics tool. It's free in the repository. There's also a pro version if you're doing e-commerce. But the free version does a lot. And basically, David just told me that we're not going to dive deep. And here I am diving deep. But Monster Insights shows you your traffic, where it's coming from. Very important for content marketing.
Awesome. Next on the list is Yoast SEO. It is our go-to SEO plugin, very user-friendly, number one in the world, millions of downloads, very powerful tool, on-page SEO. Go check out Yoast.
Next on the list is Ahrefs, and that's spelled A-H-R-E-F-S. It's a SEO and internet marketing tool. It allows you to spy on your competitors, see what they're ranking for, what the most popular content is. It really helps you when you're creating content, being able to do keyword research and all that.
Next on the list is Canva. This is an image creation software. You may be familiar with it. Came out a few years ago. Very powerful little tool online. If you're not going to go the whole nine yards and buy the Adobe Suite and buy Photoshop, Illustrator and stuff, and you just want to make quick graphics and stuff, Canva's your route to go.
Yeah, Canva's awesome. Next one on the list is WP Smush. We did a whole episode on why you should be using WP Smush on all of your client sites. Go back to listen to that. But basically what it is it's image compression. So when you're uploading images and doing blog posts, it's going to smush them, compress them, make them load faster.
Next on the list is IFTTT. I is in Italy, F is in Frank, T is in Tom, Tom, Tom.
Tim.
Yeah, Tim. Sorry, Tim. It stands for if this, then that. It's based on conditional logic. You can use it with your social shares and stuff. So it's a very powerful tool. Check it out, IFTTT.
And the last one on the list is Title and NoFollow for Links. That is the name of the plugin, and we will link to it in the show notes. Basically, what it does is it allows you to easily add a NoFollow tag on a link so that you're not passing any SEO authority onto the website that you're linking to. And so, definitely useful for when you're doing content marketing and you want to keep SEO kind of shaken down, pulled tightly.
Fantastic. Well, that's it for today. Tomorrow we've got another great episode, so be sure to tune in. I totally forgot a couple of episodes ago that I would give the time that Tim and I were speaking in WordCamp Orange County because we covered part of our topic, which is how to build a product business with WordPress. And I was way off. I said 10 a.m. Saturday morning. It's actually Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. So guess what? Sleep late, grab some brunch, head on over to WordCamp Orange County and come listen to us and say hi. So until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.